Even Kenny Holland could pick us up if he wanted to. I'm home in Detroit. I don't know if Ken's in Detroit right now, but Ken, thanks for joining us for a few moments. Where are you anyway?
I'm in Detroit.
You are in Detroit. Okay, Ken, it's been a quiet day for the Red Wings, not unpredictably, perhaps not by choice, but by necessity. You have a club that has a lot of very good players, high-priced players. You're up against the cap, and you still have some work to do with some of your restricted free agents. So I'm sure you weren't expecting this to be an overly active day to this point anyway.
No, I mean, obviously coming in today, I mean, today's a day, you know, for the most part for the premier players in the marketplace that command, you know, premier cap dollars and some term. We've made some decisions over the last year or two with the long-term contracts that we've given Zetterberg and Franson and with Lidstrom coming back and re-signing Holmstrom and Bertuzzi, long-term contract a couple of years ago with Val Filippula, that we really put our core in place and that's where we've put our money and we're now looking for, you know, we got Yuri Hudler coming back from Russia, so we really didn't have a lot of cap space heading in today. We're going to sit by the sidelines here for two or three days and then maybe next week start to see what's left over and then what players can help us at the amount of money that fits into what we're trying to do.
Kenny,
Ken Campbell here. How are you today, sir?
Good.
Excellent. Kenny, just wondering if you can tell me how long it'll be before a certain native of Livonia, Michigan, Mike Modano, is playing for the Detroit Red Wings.
You know, we've obviously got, you know, he's a hometown kid. We'd have some interest. You know, at the end of the day, for me, and I think for pretty well everybody, you know, you have lots of interest in players. It all depends if they fit into your cap space and into your program. And you know, again, much like we've just finished up, we don't have a lot of room. We do have a little bit of space. We'd like to make a move or two. We certainly need a defenseman with a dozen, you know, Lillian Lebder out there that we let go, or, you know, they hit the open market. So, we'd like to maybe add one more forward. So if a player's out there that kind of fits our program and fits our salary structure, we have interest.
Are you going to try to sign Jimmy Howard, Kenny, and get him locked in now that you can do that after July 1st here?
Hi, Neil. Yeah, I think at some point in time this summer, you know, we've got two guys that are really, you know, younger players in Jimmy Howard and both John, and Jonathan Erickson that are unrestricted free agents. You know, sometime as the summer wears on, late August or as we head into early September, we'll try and sit down with them and their agents. And there's certainly two people that we'd like to keep in Detroit.
Kenny, if what I'm looking at is correct, you have several of your good young players that are restricted free agents, Justin Abdelkader, Darren Helm, both of whom contributed to the Stanley Cup run 2 years ago, and Drew Miller, who played very well for you in that series against Phoenix, I thought, this year. Where are you with them restricted-wise?
Well, you know, in the case of Eves and Miller, they both have arbitration rights,
right,
and they've got to decide by Monday. So, you know, I've had a number of conversations the last couple, two, 3 days with Bill Zito, Eve's agent, and with Alan Miller, talked to him today. We'll talk again tomorrow in the next couple of days. You know, in the case of those two kids, Helm and Abdelkader, they don't have any arbitration rights. You know, we're talking. I've had conversations with them. Obviously, I'm confident we're gonna eventually get them done. It's a process. You know, right now everybody's focused for the first two or three days is on the unrestricted free agent market, but we'll get them done, and you know, at a number that we both can live with.
Well, you have success like you've had over the years, Kenny. The expectations stay at a level. You're aware of that, and it's something you're juggling, I'm sure, right now with your dollars and your cap space. Thank you for taking a few minutes to join us today.
No problem. Thanks, guys.
That's Ken Holland, the general manager of the Detroit Red Wings.